No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of August. Ooh, I need to swallow my blueberry bar. Wash it down with a sip of Daily Audio Bible's 20th Anniversary Reserve Southern Pecan Coffee. Booyah. That's good. Okay. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of August. It's a joy to be here with you. Let's jump in today. We're continuing right where we left off yesterday in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapters 4 through 6. And just a couple days left in the New Living Translation. Jeremiah chapter 4. O Israel, says the Lord, if you wanted to return to me, you could. You could throw away your detestable idols and stray away no more. Then when you swear by my name, saying, as surely as the Lord lives, you could do so with truth, justice, and righteousness. Then you would be a blessing to the nations of the world, and all people would come and praise my name. This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. Do not waste your good seed among thorns. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, surrender your pride and power. Change your hearts before the Lord, or my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. Shout to Judah and broadcast to Jerusalem. Tell them to sound the alarm throughout the land. Run for your lives. Flee to the fortified cities. Raise a signal flag as a warning for Jerusalem. Flee now. Do not delay. For I am bringing terrible destruction upon you from the north. A lion stalks from its den, a destroyer of nations. It has left its lair and is headed your way. It's going to devastate your land. Your towns will lie in ruins with no one living in them anymore. So put on clothes of mourning and weep with broken hearts, for the fierce anger of the Lord is still upon us. In that day, says the Lord, the king and the officials will tremble in fear. The priests will be struck with horror, and the prophets will be appalled. Then I say, O sovereign Lord, the people have been deceived by what you said, for you promised peace for Jerusalem, but the sword is held at their throats. The time is coming when the Lord will say to the people of Jerusalem, my dear people, a burning wind is blowing in from the desert, and it's not a gentle breeze useful for winnowing grain. It is a roaring blast sent by me. Now I will pronounce your destruction. Our enemy rushes down on us like storm clouds. His chariots are like whirlwinds. His horses are swifter than eagles. How terrible it will be, for we are doomed. O Jerusalem, cleanse your heart, that you may be saved. How long will you harbor your evil thoughts? Your destruction has been announced from Dan and the hill country of Ephraim. Warn the surrounding nations and announce this to Jerusalem. The enemy is coming from a distant land, raising a battle cry against the towns of Judah. They surround Jerusalem like watchmen around a field, for my people have rebelled against me, says the Lord. Your own actions have brought this upon you. This punishment is bitter, piercing you to the heart. My heart, I writhe in pain. My heart pounds within me. I cannot be still. For I have heard the blast of enemy trumpets and the roar of their battle cries. Waves of destruction roll over the land until it lies in complete desolation. Suddenly my tents are destroyed. In a moment my shelters are crushed. How long must I see the battle flags and hear the trumpets of war? My people are foolish and do not know me, says the Lord. They are stupid children who have no understanding. They are clever enough at doing wrong, but they have no idea how to do right. I looked at the earth, and it was empty and formless. I looked at the heavens, and there was no light. I looked at the mountains and hills, and they trembled and shook. I looked, and all the people were gone. All the birds of the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fertile fields had become a wilderness. The towns lay in ruins, crushed by the Lord's fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined, but I will not destroy it completely. The earth will mourn, and the heavens will be draped in black because of my decree against my people. I have made up my mind and will not change it. At the noise of charioteers and archers, the people flee in terror. They hide in the bushes and run for the mountains. All the towns have been abandoned. Not a person remains. What are you doing? You who have been plundered, why do you dress up in beautiful clothing and put on gold jewelry? Why do you brighten your eyes with mascara? Your primping will do you no good. The allies who were your lovers despise you and seek to kill you. I hear a cry like that of a woman in labor, the groans of a woman giving birth to her first child. It is beautiful Jerusalem gasping for breath and crying out, "Help! I'm being murdered!" Run up and down every street in Jerusalem, says the Lord. Look high and low, search throughout the city. If you can find even one just and honest person, I will not destroy the city. But even when they are under oath, saying, "As surely as the Lord lives," they are still telling lies. Lord, you are searching for honesty. You struck your people, but they paid no attention. You crushed them, but they refused to be corrected. They are determined with faces set like stone. They have refused to repent. Then I said, "But what can we expect from the poor? They are ignorant. They don't know the ways of the Lord. They don't understand God's laws. So I will go and speak to their leaders. Surely they know the ways of the Lord and understand God's laws." But the leaders too, as one man, had thrown off God's yoke and broken his chains. So now a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will pounce on them. A leopard will lurk near their towns, tearing apart any who dare to venture out. For their rebellion is great, and their sins are many. How can I pardon you? For even your children have turned from me. They have sworn by gods that are not gods at all. I fed my people until they were full, but they thanked me by committing adultery and lining up at the brothels. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for his neighbor's wife. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against such a nation? Go down the rows of the vineyards and destroy the grapevines, leaving a scattered few alive. Strip the branches from the vines, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and Judah are full of treachery against me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, "He won't bother us. No disasters will come upon us. There will be no war or famine. God's prophets are all windbags who don't really speak for him. Let their predictions of disaster fall on themselves." Therefore, this is what the Lord, God of heaven's army, says. Because the people are talking like this, my messages will flame out of your mouth and burn the people like kindling wood. O Israel, I will bring a distant nation against you, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you cannot understand. Their weapons are deadly, their warriors are mighty. They will devour the food of your harvest. They will devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds. They will devour your grapes and figs, and they will destroy your fortified towns, which you think are safe. Yet even in those days, I will not blot you out completely, says the Lord. And when your people ask, why did the Lord our God do all this to us? You must reply, you rejected him and gave yourselves to foreign gods in your own land. Now you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. Make this announcement to Israel and say this to Judah. Listen, you foolish and senseless people, with eyes that do not see and ears that do not hear. Have you no respect for me? Why don't you tremble in my presence? I, the Lord, define the ocean's sandy shoreline as an everlasting boundary that the waters cannot cross. The waves may toss and roar, but they can never pass the boundaries I set. But my people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned away and abandoned me. They do not say from the heart, let us live in awe of the Lord our God, for he gives us rain each spring and fall, assuring us of a harvest when the time is right. Your wickedness has deprived you of these wonderful blessings. Your sin has robbed you of all these good things. Among my people are wicked men who lie in wait for victims like a hunter hiding in a blind. They continually set traps to catch people. Like a cage filled with birds, their homes are filled with evil plots. And now they are great and rich. They are fat and sleek, and there is no limit to their wicked deeds. They refuse to provide justice to orphans and deny the rights of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against such a nation? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in this land. The prophets give false prophecies, and the priests rule with an iron hand. Worse yet, my people like it that way. But what will you do when the end comes? Run for your lives, you people of Benjamin. Get out of Jerusalem. Sound the alarm in Tekoa. Send up a signal at Beth Hakerem. A powerful army is coming from the north, coming with disaster and destruction. O Jerusalem, you are my beautiful and delicate daughter, but I will destroy you. Enemies will surround you like shepherds camped around this city. Each chooses a place for his troops to devour. They shout, prepare for battle, attack at noon. No, it's too late. The day is fading and the evening shadows are falling. Well then, let's attack at night and destroy her palaces. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Cut down the trees for battering rams. Build siege ramps against the walls of Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished, for she is wicked through and through. She spouts evil like a fountain. Her streets echo with the sounds of violence and destruction. I always see her sickness and sores. Listen to this warning, Jerusalem, or I will turn from you in disgust. Listen, or I will turn you into a heap of ruins, a land where no one lives. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Even the few who remain in Israel will be picked over again, as when a harvester checks each vine a second time to pick the grapes that were missed. To whom can I give warning? Who will listen when I speak? Their ears are closed and they cannot hear. They scorn the word of the Lord. They don't want to listen at all. So now I am filled with the Lord's fury. Yes, I am tired of holding it in. I will pour out my fury on children playing in the streets and on gatherings of young men, on husbands and wives, and on those who are old and gray. Their homes will be turned over to their enemies, as will their fields and their wives. For I will raise my powerful fist against the people of this land, says the Lord. From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. From prophets to priests, They are all frauds. They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurances of peace when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their disgusting actions? Not at all. They don't even know how to blush. Therefore, they will lie among the slaughtered. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path, and you will find rest for your souls. But you reply, no, that's not the road we want. I posted watchmen over you who said, listen for the sound of the alarm. But you replied, no, we won't pay attention. Therefore, listen to this, all you nations. Take note of my people's situation. Listen, all the earth. I will bring disaster on my people. It is the fruit of their own schemes, because they refuse to listen to me. They have rejected my word. There's no use offering me sweet frankincense from Sheba. Keep your fragrant calamus imported from distant lands. I will not accept your burnt offerings. Your sacrifices have no pleasing aroma for me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles in my people's path. Fathers and sons will both fall over them. Neighbors and friends will die together. This is what the Lord says. Look, a great army coming from the north. A great nation is rising against you from far-off lands. They are armed with bows and spears. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like a roaring sea as they ride forward on horses. They are coming in battle formation, planning to destroy you, beautiful Jerusalem. We have heard reports about the enemy, and we wring our hands in fright. Pangs of anguish have gripped us, like those of a woman in labor. Don't go out to the fields. Don't travel on the roads. The enemy's sword is everywhere and terrorizes us at every turn. Oh, my people, dress yourselves in burlap and sit among the ashes. Mourn and weep bitterly as for the loss of an only son. For suddenly the destroying armies will be upon you. Jeremiah, I have made you a tester of metals, that you may determine the quality of my people. They are the worst kind of rebel, full of slander. They are as hard as bronze and iron, and they lead others into corruption. The bellows fiercely fan the flames to burn out the corruption, but it does not purify them, for the wickedness remains. I will label them rejected silver, for I, the Lord, am discarding them. We hear the words of God through the prophet Jeremiah today, and the message is, it's so similar to what so many of the prophets are saying. It's so relatable to who we are as human beings with this massive span of time that has taken place. The world changes. Technology has advanced. The world has advanced beyond comprehension. But to think just a little over 100 years ago, women could not vote in our country of the United States. We have come a long ways, but the heart of man is still capable of wicked, still capable of evil. And so we hear the words of God through the prophet Jeremiah today. To turn, to come back, but not to just follow the rituals, because some makeup can fool God. Because some pretty jewelry can fool God into thinking that we look the part. We talked about looking the part back with King Saul, who looked the part to the people, but he was anything but a man who feared God, who obeyed God. He ran because of his own fears. He despised David because of envy. He wanted him killed for no reason other than he was liked more than King Saul. This is deep insecurity. This is envy, who wants someone dead. But he looked the part. We have to be careful to not be fooled by people who look the part. We have to be careful that we're not fooling people by looking the part. The call from God is to turn their hearts back to Him. They have gotten so far away from the message, from remembering where God brought the children of Israel from, out of slavery, out of oppression, and He has called them to do the same for those still oppressed around them. And they have forgotten. They have once again lost the plot. Foolish and senseless is what God calls them. Wicked. And these are God's chosen people. This is not people that have yet to hear about God. These are God's chosen people. And so I hope with those words today, maybe you are sniffing what I am airing here, what I have taken popped the cap off of and letting it ruminate in the room. These are God's people that He has called wicked and foolish. I want to be righteous. I want God to do whatever He needs to do and wants to do so that I can be called righteous. Maybe this is the challenge to all of us today, to look in the mirror through the lens of these scriptures and ask ourselves if our hearts mirror the hearts of the children of God. Jesus, we thank You for Your word. It is hard to look at some of these things and hear these things sometimes, God, but they are necessary for change. They are necessary for growth. Grow us, God. Grow us. Do what it is that You long to do, that You want to do in us, among us, through us, around us, by using us. Remove the wicked within us, God. Remove the foolishness and make us wise as we reach for wisdom that is available to each and every one of us. And we will be careful to thank You and praise You because we love You. I pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. Take a look around, give it a download, send it out to a friend if you haven't. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible, and we are giving back in numerous ways. Right now, we have double whammies this week. A song in its pre-release, Blessed Be the Name by Brian and Jill Harden. And then, of course, we have our 20th anniversary Southern Pecan Reserve Blend Coffee. And you can get that now if you want to. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are so glad that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for the Give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so, 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top, midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Truly, sincerely, genuinely, authentically. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, I just wanted to give an update. I called a couple weeks ago about my cousin Genevieve, who had just found out that she had leukemia, and the first 2 weeks were going to be the most critical time for her. Thank you all so much for your prayers. It worked. God came through as he always does, and she survived the first 2 weeks. She's going into 3 weeks, and now it looks like her prognosis is pretty good. Please continue praying for her and her family, as they do have a long road ahead of them, but it hopefully won't be so scary at this point. And thank you for those, again, who called in to pray, and those who just pray at home. I know I don't call in very often, but I do pray for you all every day, and I love this community. Thank you so much.
Good morning, my wonderful Dabsy family. This is covered in his blood. I want to just thank everybody for praying for Tutu as he fights for equal visitation rights, equal everything over for his daughter. Now, I want to also ask you guys to pray for him on Friday, because he actually goes and meet with two attorneys. And we also want to pray for LOB and also for baby KK, aka Genesis Nanny. And I want to continue to just pray for everybody dealing with cancer or any kind of stress. Father God, we come to you covered in your blood, and we just ask that you would just touch everybody, Lord. We all need you. We ask you to pull off a supernatural miracle over KK's nanny, which we know that you can, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give LOV peace and grace, Lord. We ask that you just keep her covered. And we also continue to pray for Victoria's Soldiers, Lord. We thank you for bringing her to us. We just thank you so much for all that you do, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for a great rest of the week. And Father God, sometimes we don't understand, but we trust you. And we ask these things in your Son, our Savior's name, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen, amen. This is covered in his blood. I love you guys. Thank you so much, Jill and Brian and China. Have a one. And Ezekiel, have a great day. Covered in his blood.
Hi, DAB Chronological and regular fellowship family out there. This is Mary from North Carolina. I just got through listening to Brian and Jill's commentary at the end of August 1st chronological study, and I just almost have just in tears because of God's goodness. Jill, I thank you for just your honesty and vulnerability, because in so many ways, that was my life story, and it's what I'm living in now, just dealing a lot of times with the stings of my consequences of my actions, and I feel like I'm not alone, and I just thank you that God used this today, because he always promises me that when I'm in this place, he'll come and sit with me and help me through it. And this way, this morning, hearing this was him coming to sit with me and comfort me and let me know it's going to be all right. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful for this daily devotion and God's goodness once again toward me. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for his love. You all have a great day.
The Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Amen.
Ms. Altalee Halley, on the second, praying for Jasmine. And you just pour so much love on her. Doesn't matter who else is against her. Because when God is for her, no one can be against her. But Lord, I pray she'll find favor and that she'll seek Jesus most of all. And I pray for some kind of healing journey like I went through when my family rejected my darling Lon. Thank you, Jesus.